Beatrice Hare joins me now. How you doing, Beatrice?
I'm doing great.
I wanted to have you on to talk about some of the different things going on with kids. We just talked a little bit about a book that was out that some people are offended by. It's a satirical book that tells kids, go the F to sleep. And it's a joke for parents who get frustrated, you know, when your kids aren't going to sleep or something like that. Yeah. You are the founder and owner of the Salisbury Tutoring Academy. What is that?
Okay, the Salisbury Tutoring Academy is a school that I opened after being frustrated as a classroom teacher. Children need customized, individualized attention. They need their programs to be tailored for what they need. Often children are bored in school because they're learning things that's not really what they need to concentrate on. So I opened the school 15 years ago. We've helped thousands of children, and everything is based upon a methodology that's actually something that can translate anywhere, which is an old-fashioned American construct of complete, total teamwork, show up with responsibility and accountability for the parents, responsibility and accountability for the student, responsibility and accountability for the teacher. And I've designed a contract that everyone signs and agrees to. So there's probably not any need for cursing or beating children in the construct that we have. And really, thousands of children in all ages have responded very positively to we call it the Hare three-legged table, the H3LT, which is actually the title of the book, the Hare three-legged table solution for education.
So we have schools, especially there's a lot of them in our area that have been constantly struggling with funding, public schools. We have a levy system in the state of Ohio where people can pass levies for operating budgets, for school building, stuff like that, to increase spending on schools. It's been a big issue because the levies have not done well traditionally, and over the last few years have just fallen off. That's a big debate. We don't know how to fund education, and is the money going to the wrong places? Teacher's salary. You're a former teacher. You're on the front line of this stuff. What's the solution?
The solution is the three-legged table. There are resources. Every single school has, you know, those parents that know how to be the third leg of the table. They make sure there's quiet homework time, but the children get to bed, get enough sleep, eat well, show up present. They also show up and ask the teachers, how can I help? And if the three-legged table were built into every classroom in America, the parents that can't show up for whatever reasons, other parents could step in for those children. It really is a solution that's workable. A lot of the teachers that I have that work for me on my staff have integrated this into their classrooms, and they can't imagine working any other way. And to have it in a contract, you know, everybody signs to, this is what I agree to provide. Throwing more money at the system, it's just not going to happen. The money isn't there. The budget cuts are across the board. So you have to keep everybody kind of running on a different fuel, maybe the fuel of how do we keep the American dream alive? How do we help ourselves, help others? How are we accountable? How are we providing support to the teachers when a parent is not even, you know, a child may have a medical problem that's not been addressed all year long. You can't hold a teacher accountable for those test scores if a child isn't going to even bring a pencil to school. So how can, it's just building in this three-legged table. It's a support system that just works incredibly well. People feel like they belong on a team. Children respond well to being supported, as you know.
That's interesting. It really, what you're talking about, some of this is what we used to do a long time ago,
mm-hmm.
before
it's
the public school system. Right. I mean,
yeah.
Because I mean, although there were a lot of kids who didn't go to school, you know, the parents didn't send them, and parents who had them work and all of that stuff, it still was more about the child and the parent being responsible as opposed to the pressure on the school, right?
Plus, I mean, in addition, the grandparent might be the one teaching the child to read, or an aunt over here that didn't have her own children, or there was a sense that everybody jumped in to make it happen. So to put all the pressures on the teachers, that's not fair. Teachers need a lot of support when they have, you know, 25 children in a room at a time to try and meet all those needs. And I find that, you know, there's the numbers, and I'm obviously very well read on all educational statistics, but, you know, every single teacher isn't going to be an AFL, you know, a professional ball player. Like, every ball player doesn't become a professional ball player. Every teacher doesn't have to be the ultimate teacher. It's just not going to work numbers-wise for how many teachers we have. But every teacher is coachable to work within a three-legged table and to learn how to hold themselves accountable to doing their part and to learning how to reach out when they're not receiving the support needed from a parent or the child is not stepping up for their responsibility.
That's really interesting. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and so what my whole thing by publishing the book, the H3LT, the Hair Three-Legged Table Solution, is to get it out here. Let's get America on the three-legged table. It is a back to basics. It's a grassroots kind of thing here. It's spread like wildfire around this area. People that are involved in it are extremely enthusiastic. Just a lot of people don't know about it.
So what area are you in?
I'm in Salisbury, North Carolina.
Okay. It's funny. I hadn't thought about it, but we, you know, when I mentioned how we used to do things years ago, like you said, a grandparent, a parent, an aunt, an uncle, whatever, we thought about it differently. What we're saying, and this is certainly true when we're debating the unions, that's been a big issue in Ohio, contracts and negotiating and how we negotiate and whether or not collective bargaining is part of it. We're arguing the wrong things for teachers. What we're saying is, and on the union's behalf in that, they're saying, we need more money, we need different conditions, whatever. What they should be saying is we need a better system so they can accomplish what they're supposed to accomplish.
Yep, and we need the help, we need the support. Well, we don't have it. Who's stepping up to help do that? And you would be surprised how many people are willing. You know, even in my school here, I don't always build my three-legged table with my two intact parents and an intact family. Often I build my three-legged table with a grandparent or an aunt that can step up. In other words, let's build it where we have it. Where's the support? There's very rare that there's a child that there's absolutely no one invested in. There's somebody invested in. If one person can't, let them stand down while another person can. A three-legged table can be built in any situation, and I have been building them consistently over and over, year after year after year, with thousands of children. So, and of course, the benefits are the children benefit. And parents. Parents need support. Parenting is a hard job. It's a difficult task. You have to know how to hold steady at the helm and not lose it and not curse. You have to say, no, this is your job. This is the tutor's job. This is our job. I'm just going to do my job, son. Here's your part. I'm going to wait for you to do yours. If you do, here's your rewards. If you don't, here's your consequences.
So give me the three legs so we understand.
Okay. So the one leg is the parent, which can be held up by anybody within the parent leg of the table.
A representative of the child, a guardian, a parent, somebody that's vested in the kid.
Sometimes if the mom doesn't step up, the dads do. Sometimes when the mom and dad can't step up, an aunt does. If there's not an aunt available, there's a grandparent. And I go to that grandparent and I say, are you my leg of the table? They're like, yes, I am. Here's what you have to do. Your child needs 5 nights a week of us to study these flashcards. Will you do that? You know, like I ask for what I need, and then we put it in a contract, and they sign and agree. And then the child signs and agrees at the same time. So they understand that they're not on their own here. There's accountability. We're all doing it together. So the parent is one leg of the table. Whoever it is on the parent leg of the table, and often it's the perfect families and mom and dad show up, right? But if it's not, then we build it wherever we can.
Sure.
The next one is the student. They hold theirs completely by themselves. That's why they should be very supported, and why we have like a language. It has to be soft and gentle and encouraging and firm. We don't yell. We don't raise our voices. But it's here it is. You didn't do it this week. If you have a retro, you may earn this back next week. And we hold the accountability and kind of a standard a little bit. Like, no, this wasn't good enough. You know, and so raising the bar, you know, to the American excellence versus kids can do things any old way. Kids now, they can do their homework any old way. Very few teachers have time to check homework for quality. So children develop sloppy habits, then translate into not being so marketable when it's time to find jobs.
All right.
So the student. And then the third one is the teacher. And obviously at my school, that would be my staff. But within a public school system, that would be the teacher. And so the three legs together, once you build it and all three are doing what they're supposed to do, it creates a platform. And from that platform, anything is possible. I had one of my students in 4 months gained 4 years in his reading. He literally, a transformation. He went from the learning disability group to the gifted program. It was a complete transformation. But I had an invested student, an invested parent, an invested teacher. The three-legged table, when it works, it's not just ho-hum, here we go along, here's a little bit of help. It's wow.
I think most people that are listening right now would say that what you're talking about is certainly reasonable. And the funny thing is, you're talking about 66.6% of the responsibility being on a student and parent, and only a third being on the school
you
and education.
It.
And the funny
you
thing is, we now listen to all kinds of, it's the president, whatever. They put such an emphasis on the school and education system, the education department, and really they're at best a third.
And and look at the numbers, though. If you're one teacher and you have 27 kids in your classroom, you know, when I was a teacher, I did create light bulbs. I could see, oh, there, Johnny just got it. And then an hour later, Mary just got it. But when we create this three-legged table, the light bulbs happen consistently. They're by design. They're not by accident. They're not by coincidence. We create them. It's tailor-made. So when the light bulbs happen, they happen consistently. And you know what? Children are geared to learn. They're geared to get it. They're geared to have that little moment where it all clicks. And if you just can construct this, like if I had my dream come true, all the schools in America would have the three-legged table. H3LT would be spoken by everyone all the time, and it would be a conversation that would be had to say, you know what? The teacher's leg of the table is standing, the parent leg of the table is standing, the student is not, a meeting is held with the student to say, listen, we're doing our part, why are you not doing your part, what can we do to help you to do your part? So I'd like to see it everywhere, and I'd love to see Salisbury Tutoring Academy schools open all over the country so the philosophy could spread. So I'm kind of postured to have franchises open anywhere they're needed and, you know, in a position to help people to do that as well.
All right, Beatrice Hare is the author of H3LT, the Hare Three-Legged Table Solution for Education, and I'll put a link on my blog at 700WLW.com for you to follow the links and look at more if you need more information on it. It's Doc Thompson, 700WLW.